Okay, so we're at the end of the Tisus. End of the Tisus, and they base him a base. So Tisus has a kasha. Let's go outside a little. Tisus has a kasha. The whole arichus of the Tisus basically was to be mechiach that by karka olam there's no din of yehorig v'al yavar. So that's why the gisling more is yehorig and not tehorig. That's why Esther didn't have to be meisa nefesh. Because she was karka elam, that's the gemara in Ksubis, that literally in the shari karka elam, you don't have to be meisa nefesh. You only have to be meisa nefesh b'kum v'ese. So now Tosfos is a problem because there's a gemara in Avodah Zarah, daf nadal. The gemara is dan if they were ma'anisim to be mishtachav al behemtoi, does the behema become osur as an osur to bring as a carbon else neva? So the Gemara Buda Brisa, which the Gemara wants to learn, means that that it's taka osur. So Rabbi Zeira asked, how could the behemah be osur if they were ma'anisim? They held him at gunpoint to be mishtachav into the behemah. Asks Rabbi Zeira, says, well, I like tas the dollar. Oynis, or the Torah patted. So how could the behemah be never? He's honest, the behemah shouldn't be never. Fact Tosfos, what did the Gemara see in the pasuk of Elanayra Leitasa Dover? Of course, Elanayra Leitasa Dover, because the Naira is Karka Elam. She has no Chiyuv Mesiris Nefesh. So Leitasa Dover, of course she's Potter. But here we're talking about somebody's being Oivet of a Nezor B'kum V'yaseh. Tosfos asks, if it would be B'Shevi Al-Tasa that they were bending him over forcibly, that wouldn't be called a Maisa Shtachavoy at all. To be a Maisa Shtachavoy, it has to be that he's bending over on his own. Just they're holding a gun to his head. So that's B'Kum V'yaseh. You have to Maisa Nefesh also B'Kum V'yaseh. But a component is B'Kum V'yaseh. B'Kum V'yaseh, and that you don't have the Pasuk of Al-Nayar Le'Tasa Dover. So what do the Gemara see in the Pasuk of Al-Nayar Le'Tasa Dover? So Tosfos gives two teutzim. The first teretz that Tosfos says is that the pasuk of Elanayra Leitasa Dover is talking about not only when she's karka elam. You can have a case where she's not karka elam, where they held a gun to her head and they told her to be maybe a seher v'olel. There she's not karka elam. In fact, she has to be meisa nefesh. And nonetheless, the Torah says Elanayra Leitasa Dover. So you see, the Torah is telling me that even in cases of kum v'yaseh, even in cases where you have to be meisa nefesh, nonetheless, there's a tour of premises based in Velanayar Leitasa Dover. So Mela, the Gemara's question is very, Reb Zeira's question is cogent. It says in Velanayar Leitasa Dover that even with Kum V'yaseh, even in a case of Kum V'yaseh, even in a case where you have to be Meisa Nefesh, nonetheless, you put the premises based in. And Reb Zeira holds if you put the premises based in, the behemoth does not become Nevet either. So that's the first Mahalach in Tosfos. But then Tosfos says a second Mahalach. That la'olam, the pasuk of Elanayra Leitasa Dover is talking about karka olam, and by karka olam she has no chiyuv mesiris nefesh. Nonetheless, Tosfos says that's only a svara that svara of karka olam. Is not relevant to the issue of Mises Beistin. Does she have Mises Beistin or not? Mises Beistin doesn't care about Karka Olam. V'harayas of Tosfos, a woman's Mizaneh Berotzen, it's Karka Olam, but since she was Mizaneh Berotzen, she's Raya Misa. So you see, Beistin doesn't look at Karka Olam. If Beistin doesn't look at Karka Olam, so how come V'lanayar Le'Tasa Dover, why isn't she Chayav Mises Beistin? Akochach, that the Ptur of Elanayra Leitasa Dover is not because of Karka Olam. It's because she's Anusa and Oynes Rachamana Patre. So Mela, I don't care if she's so, even by Kum V'yaseh, the point of, so Mela, since by Mises based in Karka Olam is irrelevant, and the Torah, so the Torah said of Elanayra Leitasa Dover, Oynes Rachamana Patre. So even though the Pasuk happens to be talking about a case of Karka Olam, but what does it make a difference? Mises based in doesn't care about Karka Olam. So you see that Oynes Rachamana Patre, even by Kum V'yaseh. That's Tosfos' teretz, the second teretz of Tosfos. So on that, Rabbi Kveger in the Gilyan HaShas says, Amish doesn't understand. What do you mean Mises Beisden doesn't care about Karka Elo? It's true, she's Mizana Berotzen, she's Chai Misa, even if she was Karka Elo. But here the case is that it was an onus. It was an onus. And she was Karka Elo. If she would come to Beisden and ask them, rabbis, what should I do? She'll ask them a shayla. I'm being nenas, and it's Karka Elo, and they're holding a gun to my head, and I want to know, should I fight back and get killed or not? So what would be, she'll send them to ask the rabbi. So what's the answer going to be? She should be smutter. She should not be meisa nefesh. So if we would tell her that it's mutter, hayitochen that she's chayav Mrs. Beisden. So what does Tosfos mean that Mrs. Beisden doesn't care to Mrs. Beisden doesn't care whether she's karka olam or not? When she's mezana berotzen, it's true, we don't care if she's karka olam or not. But when she's mezana be'ainis, then of course we care if she's karka olam, because if she's karka olam, she has a heter. So of course there's no Mrs. Beisden. If she has a heter, how could there be Mrs. Beisden? So how do the duchtes? So at the end of the day, what does Tosfos want? By the posik talking about karka olam, where the halacha, the psakish says mutter. This is what she's supposed to do. So of course there's no Mrs. Beisden. What does it have to do with the case of Kumbi Asay, where if you would ask a shayla, it would tell you that it's also Yishuv Meisa Nefesh, so maybe you chai Mrs. Beisden. Rabbi Krager ends off with Hashem Yoreinai. It's even worse than the Tzorachim. It's like, I'm a stuck. So let's see what we could do. Teres Mamash Rabbi Krager's Kasha, I don't have. But at least a havana tesis to see like where what exactly is the kasha here, and if we can make the kasha as small as we can. Let's start off with a different question. What's the svar of karka olam? Why is by karka olam the shenarif in meisa nefesh? So we had two svaras. We saw Rashi says that it's a svar. He loy also some maisa. Acherim oisim bo maisa. Rashi lost in the Sanhedrin. Here's more bekitzer. Taisiros, Taisishonim. They all say that it's a svar. Chor, it's the same svar. Loy ob duklum. She's not doing anything. But oines, we spoke through Barichos. What do you mean she's not doing anything? If she's mezana berotzen, it's called that she's doing something. So we explain that's the Rashi in Sanhedrin. He loy also some maisa. Acherim also oisim bo maisa. A woman's mezana berotzen, so even if it's aimed by maisa, we have lots of lav shame in maisa, but it's berotzen, it's your action, it's your avera. By oinus of karka olam, so we don't look at it as something that she's doing. We're looking at it as something that she's the object of something being done to her. So the maisa is not misiachas to her at all, it's a misiachas to the mans. And the emes we saw in Tosfos earlier, Tosfos had the same lashon when Tosfos talked about avodah zara, b'shevi al tasa. And karka olam. And Tosfos said, "Mamish the same lashon." Tosfos said, "B'tei chadvarim." Tosfos said that when it's karka olam, I'm not finding it the second. But they said Mamish the same lesson that he who loy osa maisa acherim oisim boy maisa. They said it before by Kishri and Kishri Ludas. That if Kishri would be Shalei Ludas, so then it would be Eine oisim maisa el acherim oisim boy maisa. The same lesson you have in Tosfos. If that's the svar of karka olam, if the svar of karka olam is that hu loy osa maisa acherim oisim bo maisa, he loy osa sa maisa acherim oisim bo maisa, is that a svar in regard to Mises Beisden? Does that svar have relevance to the question of whether she's chayav Mises Beisden? What would you say? It's not a trick question. If the svar of karka olam is that she's not doing the mice at all, the mice not misyachas there, it's misyachas to the ma'ansim. So now I want to know, does that svar have relevance? Does it relate to Mrs. Beisden? Does karka olam take off Mrs. Beisden? So what's the obvious answer? Badia. If she's not doing a maisa, she chayim misa based. So what does Tosis mean when he says that the svar of karka oilim is irrelevant to misa based? Because you see, when you're mezana berotzim, there's no svar of karka, there's no din of karka oilim. Yeah, when you're mezana berotzim, it's your maisa, but when you're mezana ba'inis, that's called hiloy also some maisa, chayim also ba maisa. I'll put it differently. If it's a svara, then why isn't it a svara for Mrs. Bastin too? If it's a svara that you don't have to make an effort because it's nothing, then it's nothing for Mrs. Bastin too. So what does Tosis mean when he says that the svara of Karka Olam is irrelevant to Mrs. Bastin? Because that's the ikkaterus of this Vaidya Shlomer. That when we're talking about Mrs. Bastin, Karka Olam is Leimaila Vleimayrit. If the Poyotara parted you by Karka Olam, then you parted even by Kumbiase. What do you mean Leimaila Vleimayrit? If I didn't do the maisa, then of course it's very relevant. If I didn't do the maisa, of course, then I don't have a chiyuv misa based. So I think the answer has to be that Tosis right now in this Va'ayti Shleimer is going, the Karka Olam is not a svara, it's just a limud, it's a limud proti from Ritzeach. I'll explain what I mean in a second. But let me show you a Tosis and a Avodah Zarah. Give me a second, I'll put it on the screen. Okay, here's a Tosis in Avodah Zarah. And it's the same discussion as by us. This is the Sugya Avodah Zarah that Tosis is talking about. So it's the third wide line, Yishlema. So Tosis here is saying the same Teretz that it says by Tosis by us, but there's a big Tesefis Dvarim here. So Tosis. Yishlema, the Lehusker Kaka Olam Linyin Ptura Misa. Kaka Olam is irrelevant to Misa's based. Vein Tam Lepetrim Misa. There's no reason to pater from Mrs. Bastin. Elam Yishum Aynes, only because she's an ons. Teva, the Karka Olam is irrelevant. Shreem Oysen, the Relis, Barotz, and Hoysa Chayevis. Rafa Gavshi Karka Olam. So you see that to Mrs. Bastin, Karka Olam makes no difference. All that makes a difference is Aynes, and if she's, and Aynes paters, and if Aynes paters, it paters across the board, even by Kumbiase. So that much, Adkan is the same as Tosis by us. But now Tosis is a whole an extra arichus, and he's explaining. So what is karka olam yesna get to? So Tosis says the karka olam legabe mesiris atzma lemisa huskar. The svar of karka olam was not said in regard to misa's based, and there it's irrelevant. It was only said in regabe the chiyuv mesiris nefesh. The mizeh hatam ena chayev is limser atzma im lo sheyomer lo itehar beitov yalei chayev. You only have to be mesa nefesh. If it's Karka Olam, ain't lo limser atzma, then she doesn't have to be Maisa Nefesh. The svar of Karka Olam was said, Lagabi, when does she have to be Maisa Nefesh and when not? It wasn't said in regard to Mrs. Bastin. It was said in regard to Mesiris Nefesh. And he adds, Dimir Itzeach Yalfinon, because we learn out Mesiris Nefesh from Itzeach. Misham ain't lo tam limser atzma, elo shlo yarek biyadayim. Like Tosis said, well, because the Machazus goes both ways. So Tosis says two things. First of all, is the Tosefus has born Tosis. He speaks out like the other side of the coin. Karka Olam are relevant to Mrs. Basin. So what is it relevant to? Yes, it's irrelevant to how much you have to be Mesa Nefesh. And then he adds, and that's learned out from Ritzeach. So I think there's a big hashlama here. In other words, you see that this Tosis is learning that the din of Karka Olam, that you don't have to be Moisa Nefesh, is not a svara, it's a limud from Ritzeach. Now, that by itself, you could just say, maybe that's just what Tosis happens to hold. Maybe that's, he happens to hold this, learned that from Ritzeach. Tosis, other Rishonim learned that it's a svara. But I think it's Kav Leimar that it's Meduyik. Like I said, because of what I said before, if Karka Olam is a Svara, then the Svara is that you're not doing anything. And if it's a Svara, and if you're not doing anything, then that's a Svara Klapi Mises based in two. And the whole point of this Teretz is to say, no, Karka Olam is limited. It's only irrelevant to Mesiris Nefesh. It has nothing to do with Mises based. So therefore, Al-Kach of Tosis has to learn that Karka Olam is not a Svara. Karka Olam is a limud from Ritzeach. And it's only a limud in regard to how much you have to be Mesiris Nefesh, but it's not a limud in regard to whether or not the Chayim is based. I think that's the Ivritaych, the Hebrew translation of, or the Ivritaych actually means Yiddish translation. I mean, that's the English translation that of what Tosis is saying. But what does it mean? I mean, or let's explore it. I think there's a Havana here. There's Tais telling us a Havana over here. The word of Karka Olam is a measure of how much you have to be Meisa Nefesh, to what extent you have to be Meisa Nefesh. You only have to be Meisa Nefesh to the extent that I'll give up my life rather than do the Aveira actively. But I don't have to give up my life rather than do the Aveira passively or allow the Aveira to be done by me, right? To be done through me. So it's a measure of my Mesiris Nefesh obligation. But Mrs. Basting, when we come to be done, Mrs. Basting, we don't care if you were Mechuyev to Mesiris Nefesh and that. We want to know, did you do an Aveira? Aveira it is. So you should be Chayev. Elamai, you were onus. So in the Shachamana Patrish, that's true. That's what Tosis wants to do over here. That's what Tosis is trying to accomplish. So he's limiting the din of Karka Olam to how much you have to be Mesiris Nefesh. But it's nothing to do with whether or not the Chayev Mrs. Basting. So now, let's think about this. The idea of whether or not you have to be Mesa Nefesh is has to do with whether or not you have a Heter of a Chayma. To the extent that you don't have to be Mesa Nefesh, it means you have a Heter of a Chayma. Well, if you have a Heter of a Chayma, doesn't that take off Mrs. Basting? Person Michal Shabbos for Pikuch Nefesh. So we'll take him to Beis Din. Oh, yeah, you were Michal Shabbos. Why aren't you Chayiv? So what's the answer? I had to have a Chayman. The answer is not that I was honest. Maybe you're honest too. Maybe if they're going to kill, maybe if you're going to die without being Michal, or somebody's going to die, maybe that's called that you're an honest. You don't have to come out to honest. The head there is a Chayman. If you have a chaybem, it was mutter. If it's mutter, there's no Mrs. Basin. So what does it gain over here? So it's a measure of Mesiris Nefesh, but a measure of Mesiris Nefesh is a measure of a chaybem, and it means that bekum b'shevi al tasi, you have the heter of a chaybem. If you have the heter of a chaybem, so again, so why doesn't it affect Mrs. Basin too? Like, what does it gain? They said words. So only has to do with Mesiris Nefesh. It doesn't have to do with the chaybem. I mean, it's only a measure of Mesiris Nefesh. It doesn't have to do with Mrs. Basin. But if it has to do with Mesiris Nefesh, then it has to do with V'chaybehem. And if you have the head of V'chaybehem, so why don't you have it? So still in that, so the V'chaybehem should take off Mrs. Basin. So what did we really gain at the end of the day? Shimmy, want to say something?
Can we say it's like Rashi's Havana?
What? Let me make it louder. My thing's too soft. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, so Karka Olam's telling you an extent to which you have to be Moser Nefesh, but it's not necessarily Alts V'chaibahem, it's just a new thing. Karka Olam, so you don't have to be Moser Nefesh.
But L'chor, that's the problem, because why is that so? The way L'chor it works is, on the one hand, HaKol Ho Yubachal V'chaibahem, you have a Heter V'chaibahem. Then the Torah said, no, you have to be Meisa Nefesh. Because Givir Ayas, you have a Limud, you have to be Meisa Nefesh. But then, because we have this Hekesh Torah Tzeach, Kashiyokim Yishol Re'eu. So the Kashiyokim Yishol Re'eu is coming to be Mafkir from V'chaibahem. But since by Tzeach Kufa, it's only become V'asei Nach B'shevi Al Taseh, so it's only Bakumi I say that it's Mafkir from B'chaibim. L'chor the Pshad is B'shevi Al Taseh, it remains B'chaibim. And if it's v'chayiv them, so why doesn't it take off Mises based on? So this is, I'm not 100% sure which direction to go. So I mean, I think there's two choices. We have a choice. The one direction is to say that v'chayiv them itself doesn't take off Mises based on. What takes off Mises based on is that you're in onus. Al derech ha'tosis. If you mechal Shabbos, you're not chayiv Mises based on. If you mechal Shabbos to save somebody's life, maybe save somebody's life makes you an onus. There is a lashon there about it in Mechamis and Sanhedrin. I don't know if he means anything by it. When he talks about pikuch nefesh for yourself to save your life, other people's lives, his lashon is that you're an onus. Even when you're saving somebody else's life, he calls it an onus. I'm not sure if the Ramban means anything so major by it. Maybe it's another way of saying that you have a heter v'chayvim. Maybe there's some mokum to go that v'chayvim also is irrelevant to Mises based. And v'chayvim says you're allowed to do it. Doesn't take off Mises based. What takes off Mrs. Basedin is that you were an onus. Why are you an onus? The other person was lying, not me. I'm the Hatzolah member. Why isn't every Hatzolah member Chai Mrs. Basedin? Where is the onus? But there is the Lashon Ramban is that if you're saving somebody else's life, you're also an onus. Since you have to save people's lives, so having to save somebody's lives make you an onus too. So maybe that's to say the Advarim. Maybe the Chaibim also doesn't take off Mrs. Basedin. So what takes off Mrs. Basedin? The fact that you're an onus. But what makes you an onus? Yeah, but we haven't gained anything with this direction. Because then you still have to say that v'chayvim makes me an onus. A Hatzolah member doesn't get Mrs. Basedin. So if it's not v'chayvim that took off Mrs. Basedin, what took off Mrs. Basedin? The fact that he was onus. Why was he an onus? Because he was busy saving somebody's life. That makes him an onus. So then we're back to square one. So over here, what does Taisus mean? If b'shevi al-tasi you have a heter v'chayvim, then b'shevi al-tasi you're an onus. But b'kum v'yasi you don't have a heter v'chayvim, so why are you an onus? B'kum v'yasi. Maybe that's not called the onus. I don't know. It's a hard direction to go. Maybe it's something that could be done over there. I don't know. Maybe go a little different direction. The emes we spoke at the beginning of the Tosfos or Elchanan's Kasha. What sense does it make by Gilei Rais to mechalek between Shevi Atas and Kum V'yasei? It's the same Chaymer Aver. So finally, we have a limit from Ritzeach. Tosfos is a limit from Ritzeach. But by Ritzeach, it makes sense. Because Ritzeach is based on my Chosus. So Kum V'yasei, I'm saying my blood is better than his. I don't have a right to say that. Shevi Atas, I'm just saying his blood's not better than mine. That I have a right to say. But by Gilei Rais, even if you have a limit from Ritzeach, a hekesh to Ritzeach, it has to make sense. Like Gilei Rais, what's the difference if it's Kum V'yasei or Shevi Atas? It's the same Chaymer Aver. Like, even if there is a limud, but what is the limud telling me? That you only have to be Meisei Nefesh B'Kum V'yasei, you don't have to be Meisei Mesev Nefesh B'Shevi Atas, if it's the same Aver regardless. So what sense does it make to say only have to Meisei Nefesh for the more Chamadik Aver, not for the less Chamadik, like it's the same Aver. So what sense does it say? If you do the Aver one way, it's like having exerced a custom that if you do the Aver with your right hand, you have to be Meisei Nefesh, but to do the Aver with your left hand, you don't have to be Meisei Nefesh. But it makes no sense. Shevi Atas and Kum V'yasei is the same Gilei Rais. So Rav Chanan wanted to say a pshat that the gili is that just like by Ritzicha, my v'chai b'hem is equal in weight to his v'chai b'hem, and since I can't be mechriya, so shevi atas odif. So by Naira Merosa, the chaymer aver of Gilei Rais is equal in weight to nefesh yisro. They're equal. So I can't be mechriya. I have a choice, saving my life. She has a choice, saving her life against violating the aver of Gilei Rais. The gili is at the shokel. Just like by Ritzicha, the two v'chaybims are shokel, so by Gilei Rais, the v'chaybim and the aver of Gilei Rais are shokel. So the Mela, shevi atasa odif, like misofik, shevi atasa odif. That's Rav Chanan's masber. If you masber like that, then I think that it's still difficult over here. Because that means that really what I have over here is I have a sofik v'chaybim. On the one end is v'chaybim, but equal in weight is the chaymer aver of Gilei Rais. I don't know which one is better. So shevi atasa odif. But the shevi atasa is because maybe I have a heter v'chaybim. It's like a sofik. I might have a heter v'chaybim. Well, on the tzad that you have a heter v'chaybim, then that should take off Mrs. Basedin because if it's a heter should take off Mrs. Basedin. To the extent that we say that v'chaybim is a heter, it should take off Mrs. Basedin. which is related to Rabbi Kreig's kasha, really. But at this point, it's very, very clear. If you have a heter, if a chayimim is a matir, it's just a suffix matir. Like Eli said, it's a suffix matir, but it's a matir. If it's a matir, so why isn't that not? So that's, of course, it's very relevant to Mises based. And if you have a suffix matir and Shevi al tasa, so on that suffix, you've put it for Mises based. How can we give you Mises based? It's a suffix. Maybe you had a chayimim. Maybe you had a heter. So that's why I think that the mashmos over here is not like a vilchama. It's not a suffix whether or not you have a heter of a chayman. There is a chayman. It's not a suffix. It's very ruchuk to say that it's a suffix. Maybe by shvichas dom, I can hear it's a suffix whose life is worth more. It's some kind of imponderable suffix. Like Gilirayas, it's a suffix if the chayman of Erev Gilirayas is more than the chayman, is more than an nefesh yisrael. It's a suffix. It's not a suffix. The limit is that there is a v'chaybehem over here. But v'chaybehem by Gili Arayis is not a matir. If it was a matir, it would be matir even kumvase. V'chaybehem, the v'chaybehem that you have by Gili Arayis, which is learned out from Shichos Domim, is a weak v'chaybehem. It's a v'chaybehem that's not matir me to do the Avera. It just limits my chiyum mesiris nefesh for the aver. How much do I have to, the aver is an aver. I don't have a heter. The aver does not become mutter. If the aver became mutter, there would be no mokum lechalik and kumvesi and shevi al tase. If gilirais is mutter, then it's mutter b'shevi al tase as much as kumvesi, the same as shevi al tase. Al koch of gilirais is not mutter. The chaybehem here can't do its normal function to be a matir. Because that's the limit from Ritzach, that Gilei Rais, that Vechaibim is not Mati Ritzicho. So it's not Mati Gilei Rais either. What Vechaibim can do, and this is learned out from Ritzach, it can say, yes, it's an Avera, but how much do I have to sacrifice not to do this Avera? Well, here is a chiluk between the Mesiris Nefesh of Shevi Altase and the Mesiris Nefesh of Kumveyase. The Mesiris Nefesh of Kumviase is a small Mesiris Nefesh. The Torah is asking me to say no to the Avera, even if it's going to cost me something, cost me my life. That's a certain measure of Mesiris Nefesh. I have to not do the Avera, even though they're going to kill me. The Mesiris Nefesh of Shevi Altas is bigger. Here, if I just say no, the Avera will happen, and then the Avera is going to happen. If I just say no, the Avera is going to happen anyway. For me to prevent the Avera, I have to do something more than just saying no. I have to sort of commit suicide. I have to put up a struggle and get myself killed so that they don't, I have to jump out the window. I have to do some kind of active suicide in order to prevent them doing the Avera to me. That's a bigger Mesiris Nefesh. It's not just I have to allow myself to be killed. I have to provoke them into killing me. That's a higher level Mesiris Nefesh. That level of Mesiris Nefesh, the Chaybim says that I'm not Mechayiv. So it's not a Chaybim that says that it's Mutter to, their eyes became Mutter, because it was Mutter be Mutter even Mekum V'Yaseh. It's a weak V'Chaybim. It's the V'Chaybim that you have by Ritzicha. V'Chaybim by Ritzicha also is a weak V'Chaybim. It's a V'Chaybim that can't say, oh, go kill the guy because you have to save your life. Oh, his life is like my life. It's a weak V'Chaybim that says that you don't have to commit suicide to save his life. That's in effect what it is by Ritzach. You don't have to commit suicide to save his life. You have to let them kill you rather than kill him. But you don't have to commit suicide to save his life. Or you don't have to commit suicide in order to prevent them using you for Ritzich. So the same thing by Gilei Arayis. You have to let yourself be killed. I'm sorry. You have to let yourself be killed rather than be boil and erba. But you don't have to commit suicide. You don't have to provoke them into killing them rather than allow them to do gilir eyes to you. So it's a different kind of a chayvim entirely. It's not a chayvim that says gilir eyes is mutter. It's a chayvim that says gilir eyes is osur. And rather than do the aveira, I have to let them kill me. But I have a chayvim this much that I don't know if that tells me I don't have to commit suicide. That's a different chayvim. That's a different kind of a chayvim. And that's the loss of the Tosis. The Tosis, the Chaybim over here was only said the Gabi Mesiris Nefesh. Karka Olam Lagabi Mesiris Atzma Lemisa Huska. The Karka Olam is a svara in the measure of how much you have to be Mesa Nefesh. By Karka Olam, when it's Karka Olam, then you have a Vachaybim that you don't have to be Mesa Nefesh. You don't have a Vachaybim that the Gilir Ayis became Mutter. You have a Vachaybim that you don't have to jump out the window to prevent it from happening. So now Taisa says, that the chaybem is not a matir. It didn't say gilir ayis and mutter. Gilir ayis is also. It just says, I don't have to commit suicide to prevent that particular aver. So Melos of Taisa, that's a svara in Mesiris Nefesh. But it's not a matir, it's not a heter. Since it's not a heter in the aver of gilir ayis is still also. I don't have to commit suicide to prevent the aver. But the Aver is still in Aver. If that's the case, then maybe this Mises Beis Din. Maybe, okay, I don't have to commit suicide, but they're still going to take me to Beis Din and kill me because I did an Aver. So why am I talking about the Mises Beis Din? A kochach, not because of a chaybem. This v'chaybem, it's not like the Hatzolah member. The Hatzolah member, they take him off to court, why were you Machal Shabbos? He says, I have a heter. You want to kill me? I have a heter. I'm a doctor, I have a heter. So the Beis Din says, yeah, you have a heter, goodbye. Here you don't have a heter, Gilir Ayis is not mutter. If Gilir Ayis was mutter, then it would be mutter for Kumbi Asay too, because Kumbi Asay is the same Gilir Ayis as Shevi Al Tasa. Like Taisha says, a woman's Mazana Berotzen B'Shevi Al Tasa is just as much Gilir Ayis as Kumbi Asay. So you don't have a heter here to do for Gilir Ayis. What you had was, you had a weak V'chaibem that's not a matir the way the V'chaibem normally is. This V'chaibem is not a matir. This V'chaibem just says, you don't have to commit suicide to prevent the aver. But that's not necessarily a p'tur for Mrs. Beis Din. So why are you talking about the for Mrs. Beis Din? A different p'tur, because you were an onus. An onus. So what's the difference? Shevi atasa kumbiyasi. But you're an onus. Kumbiyasi. You're also an onus. So the p'tur for Mises Beis Din that's learned from Lanaya Latasa Dover has nothing to do with the din of Karka Olam, because Karka Olam was said in the Bechai, you don't have to commit suicide to prevent the Avera, but it's still an Avera. So why don't you have Mises Beis Din? Because you have a new p'tur of Lanaya Latasa Dover. In that new p'tur, we're not Mechalik. Why should we be Mechalik between Karka Olam and Kuviase? I think that's the Pshatobna of Taisus. Does this answer Rabbi Kreger's Kasha? Not entirely. Because Rabbi Kreger still in all asks, the Loshon Rabbi Kreger is, but at the end of the day, if she would send a telegram to Beis Din, what should I do? Beis Din would say, Shevi al Tasa, you don't have to commit suicide, you should let the Aver happen. So how is it Yitochen, even without a possible Lanai al Tasa, how is it Yitochen that we send you a telegram and this is what you should do, and then the next day we come and we put you to death for it? How is that Yitochen? That's Rabbi Kreger's Kasha Hashem Yorain. That I don't have a terrorist for. But I think what at least we understand much better what Taisus is saying. Taisus is saying that V'chaibim is not a matir. If V'chaibim was a matir, it would be matir for Mrs. Beis Din too. This V'chaibim is not, normally V'chaibim is a matir. This V'chaibim is not a matir. This is a V'chaibim that says, it's that limits your chiyuv Mesiris Nefesh. You don't have to commit suicide to prevent this aver, but it remains an aver. The Melo got me Mrs. Beis Din, if it's not a matir, so there could be Mrs. Beis Din. I need a new tour of Lenai al-Tasad over, and that's even my conviasa. So if Rabbi Kreger would have asked, how can you have a chiyuv Mises Beis Din, you have a matter of a chaybem? So I think for that we have a teretz. If Rabbi Kreger would have asked, how can you say the chaybem? It's not ilay ovid ma'isa, chayim oisim by ma'isa. We have a teretz. It's not going like that. It's going like a limud prati from Ritzach. Rabbi Kreger doesn't ask it that way. The way Rabbi Kreger asked it is lemaisa b'metzias. She would ask us, we would tell her mutter. So if we would tell her to do it. I don't know mutter. We would tell her to do it. How can we tell her to do it? And she should be chayim Mrs. Beis Din. Mestoma, the answer has to be the Taisa also doesn't. Then in Acharami, if she would send us a telegram, we'd say yes. You don't have to commit suicide. It's an aveira, but you don't have to commit suicide to prevent it. But it's an aveira. Now you're chayim Mrs. Beis Din. Rabbi Kreger says that's a pella. Okay, I'm not mechuyif to answer such a kasha. I mean, or whatever. We, you know, if Rabbi Kreger says Hashem Yoreinai, so okay. What should I do? I don't have a teretz for that. But this is what I said at the outset. At least we sort of we've contained Rebbe Kreger's kasha. Just one other ha'ara though in Cheshmon Apshat. So it comes out that this whole Vayyid Yishleim and Taisus is going with the Anocha that Karka Olam is not a Svara, it's a limud from Mitzayach. Because if it was a Svara, that he lay also some Maisa, she's not doing anything, Achayim Maisa, but also by Maisa, so then it will be a Svara by Mrs. Basin too. Akochach, like you see Taisus of Hadazar, he's not going now that it's a Svara, he's going to limud promptly from Mitzayach, it's a limud how much you have to be Maisa Nefesh. But then there's a problem, because Taisus before said that Karka Olam is a Svara. By Enki Sheila Ladas, Taisus said that Kaka Olam is a Svara, who lay also Maisa, Achayim Oysen by Maisa. I think the answer is that this goes back to the beginning of Taisus. Taisus at the very beginning, said that Gilui Raos can be learned out from Ritzeach because of this limud of Maichosus, that Maichosus goes both ways, and Gilui Raos learned out from Ritzeach. But we were Medaik in Taisus at the beginning, Taisus said it Beloshen V'teda. That it was only B'derech Havos, a Raya, that Yigaris Yehorig and not Dehorig. But the emesis Taisus holds Kaka Olam is a Svara. Like the Gemara says by Parhesi, Esther Parhesi Abi, that's a svar. That's not learned that from Rizeach. Parhesi doesn't do with Rizeach. Kaka Olam is a svar. Taisus only said Teda. They started off Kaka Olam and Rotim Mais and Efesh, it's a svar. And therefore the Gears of Yehorig and not Tehorig. But Derech Havah is a Raya. Taisus said, but Teda, that's the Gersa, because Gilei Raos can't be more than Rizeach. Can't be more Chomer than Rizeach. Rizeach is only B'Shevi, you only have to be Mais and Efesh, B'Kum B'Yasei. So Vada Gilei Raos is not better than that. So it's a Raya that the Gears is Yehorig. But the emes is that Kaka Olam is a svar even klapi farhesi, and if it's a svar even klapi farhesi, then it's a svar that you're not doing anything. But then Taisus added in the second line on this almud, va'oid hekeshu the kubber etzeach shehari biyadayim ksiv behari biyadayim ksiv kasha yolkim yishol erev etzochay nefesh. Taisus the va'oid, first he went Kaka Olam, then it's a svar with the v'teda. But then Taisus in a va'oid that the hekesh to Ritzeach is said by Ritzich and Bekum V'yasei. So limud. That va'oid is a va'oid saying that it's not a svar. That va'oid is going with the sakin zeh sakos. That's how B'derech HaVaz Raya. Taisus is making up a drosha B'derech HaVaz Raya. There he's saying va'oid yeshloimer that it is taka drosha that by kaka olam you don't have to be meis nefesh. I think the va'oid yeshloimer now on the bottom parallels the va'oid yeshloimer up on top. According to the original Mahalach of Taisus, which is only a Teda, but there Chavos Raya, but the Emes is Kaka Olam is a Svara. So that what's the Svara? Hulei Osa Maisa Chayim Osa B'Maisa. And that's what Taisus, in the Gufa Taisus later, earlier, when he was talking about Enkishi El Das, he went with that as a Svara. And now also, L'Chadchili had a different Teretz. So and then now in this problem with the Avodah Zarah and what happened to Kaka Olam, he said a different age. So that the first Teretz in Taisus was that the Pasuk is talking about even by maybe a Sereba Oleo, and so on. The Va'odish Lomar is with the Va'od Yishleimer at the beginning of Taisus. Then maybe it's not a drasha. If it's a drasha, then we could say, like Taisus says in Avodah Zarah, the drasha was said only l'gabi how much you have to be Maisa Nefesh. But it's not a heter. V'chaibim is not a heter. Because, forget, you have to be Maisa Nefesh. V'chaibim is not matir. There's a limud from Ritzeach that here there's a different kind of v'chaibim that tells me you don't have to commit suicide to prevent the aver. That kind of, that's not a v'chaibim, that's a matir. A v'chaibim is not a matir, not a svara, not a matir. It's a gzeres akosov in the midas mesiras nefesh that you're mechuyavin. So for that, so Taisus. So that has nothing to do with Mrs. Basin. That's the teres of Taisus. Okay, so I think that's the Oymer Kapshat here in this thesis. Okay, I want to skip to the Mishnah now and Pegim Lamed Aleph. We have some time still. We can start the Mishnah. So the Mishnah. Mish Oxe Bumus. Machilin Oysa Hilu Dvarim Tmeim. Atche Oye Enof. So somebody had this Bumus, this Tyvus Achilu that's dangerous. So we give him to eat. Afilu Dvarim Tmeim. Atche Oye Enof. Some Mishnah is talking Yom Kippur too. It just says a chiddush, even dvarim tmeim. That's what the Rambam brings in. Shvi says, sorry, the Rambam brings halacha by Yom Kippur. He says, Misha achsev bumis tomei Yom Kippur, ma'achilin oisei ad she'oyre enov. Afilu, if we have nothing else to give him except nevelis and treifas and so on, we give him that too. It's different the lashon of the Mishnah. The lashon of the Mishnah is Mishavsi Blumas Machil Meisi Afilu Dvarim Tmeim Ad Shiur Reinov. The lashon of the Rambam is that Mishavsi Blumas Machil Meisi Ad Shiur Reinov. Even if we have nothing else to give him except for, but the first thing is a statement by itself. It's Yom Kippur Dikah statement that you need it. That we only give him Ad Shiur Reinov. After that, and then there's another halacha that also includes Machalas Asuras. So the Mishnah writer. Somebody was bitten by a mad dog. We don't give him to eat from the diaphragm of the dog. That was the food they used to do. So the Mishnah Tanakhama says we don't do it. So Rashi says, so even though this is common practice, it's not really effective. That we should give him treifas tafas. Rashi doesn't mention anything about Yom Kippur. We're also feeding him on Yom Kippur. Like says, Rashi learns that this part of the Mishnah is not talking about Yom Kippur. Actually, the Mishnah is also not talking about Yom Kippur. The Emma says, Stam, as far as Yom Kippur is concerned, if somebody was bitten by a kelev shaita, zechel sheish besakana, the stam will be given to eat. We don't give him the chatzah covered of the kelev because that's not an effective remedy. Give him kosher food. But the stam doesn't have to fast. I would imagine, zechel sheish besakana, chel sheish besakana, give him to eat. So I think that's why Rashi doesn't say, as the issue of Yom Kippur. As the issue of Yom Kippur, a body zechel you can eat. But the chatzah covered of the kelev, the issue of tarfus, it's a chayat meal. That we're not matir because there's no reason to be matir. It's just above the maisa. Rav Masih ben Charash matir. Rav Masih ben Charash holds it is a good reform. V'ayit omer Rav Masih ben Charash, ha'chayshish begroimei matinu leisam b'teich piv, Shabbos, neishu sofer nefoshes, v'chol sofer nefoshes deiches Shabbos, even though reform Shabbos is also, but this is a chayshish begroimei is a sakon. Mishnah nofel of mapayla, sofek l'sham, sofek enisham, sofek chay, sofek meis, Sofik kusi sofik yisrael. Bekitzer it's a sofik pikuch nefesh. Mekfak kanola v'sagal. Mechal Shabbos. Even sofik pikuch nefesh doche Shabbos. Tzul chai. If we uncover him and we find that he's alive, mefakin, then we continue to clear away the rubble. The amazed, but if we, when we uncover and we see that he's dead, then we don't go any further because it's Oster on Shabbos and Yenichu we wait till after Shabbos. Tana rabbonim minayin ha'yoydim she'iru einov. When he can discern good, when he's in the bulmas, he can't tell everything tastes to him the same. It's just he eats indiscriminately. When he's able to discriminate, that means that the bulmas is best. Tana Rabbanon. Misha Ochsoi bulmas. Machim Noisi Hakal Hakal. We give him to eat. But if we have a choice, we give him the less chomer is served before the more chomer is. That's the Yisoi. Hakal Hakal. Tevelu nevela. So, for example, tevelu nevela, machilin oisin nevela. Tevel is misa v'dei shemayim. Nevela is only a lav. Misa v'dei shemayim is more chomer than a regular lav. Tevel v'shvius. Shvius. We have a choice between tevel and shvius. Rashi learns shvius means shvius achar abir. Peiru shvius achar abir. So you have to be mevar the peiros, and if you're not, you're mevatel an essay. So it's a lav and an essay. Iser essay l'chara. So tevel is more chomer. Rashi says tevel is shvius machlin es shvius lach es man abir she tevel b'misim b'dei shemayim ba shvius b'essay. Misim b'dei shemayim is a lav more chomer than essay. Tevel a truma, that's really machlekes tanoim. Just read to the end of the omer, then we'll come back. Tisanya machil noise tevel and machil noise truma metemay metruma vele tevel. Omer Rabba, hecha de esher bechulin. You have a choice, chulin and tevel. I mean tevel and truma. So Omer Rabba, hecha de esher bechulin. Kuliyamo le pligidim sakninale umasfinale. If Rashi learns like this, let's see the case. Rashi learns the case is you have a pound of tevel. You have a pound of tevel, and the question is, do you give it to him as tevel, or should you take off the truma and give him truma? So says the Gemara, says Rabbah, if he doesn't need a whole pound, if he only needs half a pound, and I have a pound of tevel, so there's no shaila what you do. You take off the truma and give him the rest. So that's not a shaila. The question is, ki pligi, but the loyet shebechulin, where he needs the whole pound, so you can't just give him a chulin. You're going to have to give him either truma also, take off the truma, you're going to have to give him truma too, or don't take off the truma, and you're going to wind up feeding him tevel. So now you have a choice between tevel and truma. And what's the nekudas of achaikas? They're both misa b'dei shemayim. Tevel and truma are both misa b'dei shemayim. Ma'asov tevel chomer, ma'asov truma chomer, ma'asov tevel chomer, aval truma chazi l'kayim. They're both misa b'dei shemayim, but truma is muta to a kayim. Tevel is also even to a kayim. Ma'asov truma chomer, aval tevel efshel eschune. Tevel, on the one hand, is also even to a kayim, but you could be misakin this tevel by taking off the truma. This truma is also forever. So the mela, that's the machaikas, which just is more chomer. Okay, so the tevel and truma, that's mayim amukum. The issue of tevel and truma, that's a complicated sugya. We'll talk about it tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem. We should see the Gevur Sari. The Gevur Sari is very powerful chashbainus in this issue of tevel and truma. But let's go back into the Gemara about tevel and avela. So it says three cases. Tevel and avela, so it's misa v'dei shemayim versus alav. So you give him the avela, it's only alav. Tevel v'shvias, it's misa v'dei shemayim versus an asay. So you give him shvias, it's only an asay. You don't give him tevel, which is misa v'dei shemayim. Which case does the Gemara skip? Does the Gemara not mention? You have tevel versus nevela. So nevela is less. You have tevel and shvias, so shvias is less. There's a third case, just from these three sur, tevel, shvias, truma. There's a third permutation, which is what?
Nevela and shvias.
You have three things: shvias, which is an essay, nevela is a lav, tevel is misa b'dei shemayim. So the Gemara says tevel is more than nevela because misa b'dei shemayim is more than a lav. And tevel is more than shvias because misa b'dei shemayim is more than an asay. But what about nevel and shvias? That's a lav and an asay. Which one is more chomer? The Magen Avraham in Tofrei Yeshut Ches Simukotin Tes says b'pshitus that a lav is more chomer than an asay. That's the Yashus. A lav is Muhammad than I say. A lav has Malkus and I say it doesn't. In Rosh, it's finished that way. The Rosh seems to be Gerus if the Gerus in the Rosh is correct. The Rosh, when he brings the Gemara, the Rosh has also only two cases. But instead of the case of Tevel and Shvias, he says the case of Nevel and Shvias. The Kabbalah is Salah's Magir that it's to bring it in conformity with the Gemara. But the emphasis of the Rosh's Gerus makes a lot of sense. Because why would the Gemara need to say the case of Shvius? And first of all, it's missing a third case. It's missing, there's three cases here. There's three permutations. So it should say all three. Moreover, if the Brisa says that Tevel is more chomer than Nevela, and if it says that Nevela is more chomer than Shvius, then it doesn't need to say that Tevel is more chomer than Shvius. If A is more than B and B is more than C, then A is more than C. If Tevel is more chomer than Nevela and Nevela is more chomer than Shvius, then I know that Tevel is more chomer than Shvius. So the Rosh's Gish is Gevaldik. The Rosh says the two cases from which I know all three. But the way we have the Gish in the Gemara, and Rashi has the Gish in the Gemara like us, so the Gemara only talked about Tevel at one extreme and the other. The Gemara talks about Tevel and Nevela. The Misa B'nei Shemayim is more than a lav. Then it talks about Tevel and Shvius. Misa b'dei shemayim is more than an asay. It's like the two extremes, Misa b'dei shemayim and an asay. And it doesn't tell me the middle case, that what about a lav and an asay? And that's not so, that needs to be said. Then why should tell me the din that a lav is more chomer than an asay? The Taisa Shem HaKippurim from the Meram and Chaviv, He takes Dan. He's not so sure that Nevelu's more, that Elav is more chomer than an essay. He thinks that maybe there's a time to say that an essay is more chomer than Elav. And then it's the other way, and so Moshe should say that. Whatever it is, and Moshe should say it. But he wants to really entertain that maybe an essay is more chomer than Elav. He has two makarim. First, he's medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam, when he brings this halacha, I'm not going to take the time to put it up, but it's not hard. The Rambam, when he brings the halacha, Mishal say bulmus. You know, it's in machalas asuris. Parent yidalid machalas asuris. Halacha yidzayin. The Rambam said like this. The Rambam has three cases. Cases the hoyulafon of tevel and nevela machlinos and nevela shatevel b'misum. Nevela v'svichei shviyis machil meisay svichei shviyis shasur mitivay seifim k'meishis baribel k'shmita b'yevel. Tevel is shviyis machil meisay shviyis. The Rambam taxes all three cases. He says the case of tevel is shviyis, the case of tevel and nevela, the case of nevela and shviyis. And he says shviyis takel less chomer both in nevela and then in shviyis less chomer. But the Rambam changes the case of Shvius. Rashi learned the case of Shvius was that he ate Shvius, Peir Shvius la'achar abir. That's an assay. The Rambam learns that he ate Svichi Shvius. Svichi Shvius means vegetables that go in Shvius, which are also, I mean, they're abundant. All vegetables that go in Shvius are also. Because people won't know, they'll think you'll be able to, you could might plant and say it grew by itself. Because these are things that don't need necessarily to be planted. So this is the abundant. So the Rambam learns that Shvius here means that this is the abundant of Svichi. Ask the Tosefos Yom Kippurim, why did the Rambam learn that? Why did the Rambam say the case of Shvius is in the Rabbanon? Why didn't he say the case of Shvius is like Rashi? Peir Shvius la'achar abir. It's an essay. It's a bigger chiddush. So he says, because if it would be an essay, it would have to be more chomer. I don't know. That's a posture to deek. First of all, if he's right, then it's not only a deek for that an essay is more chomer than a lab, it would be a deek and an essay is more chomer than Misa B'dei Shamayim. Because when the Ram brings the case of the Ram brings the case of Tevel and Shvius, and he also says it's so much Shvius derabana. So why make so can make the same deal? Apparently it's only because Shvius derabana, but if it would be an essay, Pei Shvius lachar beer, then it would be more chomer than Tevel. That nobody said that an essay is more chomer than something which is misa b'dei shamayim. That's I think a bridge too far. That's indeed also not supposed to. I mean, it is a horror. Why did the Rambam learn the case of Shvius Derabbanan? Why not learn that Shvius Deraisa? Peir Shvius Lacha Abir. There's a Chazanish, not on this. The Chazanish that Stam is there, the Chazanish holds that Peir Shvius Lacha Abir is not really an Isra Achil at all. It's a mitzvah you have to be Mavar, and you can't keep the Peirs around in order to eat them. But if you eat them right away, then you're Makayim the beer. Which, when it comes time to Mavar the Peirs, you don't have to necessarily burn them. You can eat them. You just can't keep them and keep them around in order to eat them. So this is Shehiel. Yeah, so the Filach HaZanish, the whole deal goes away. According to that means there's no such thing as an Isser to eat Peir Shvius. The Isser is to not, when it comes mana beer, you have to get rid of it right away. If you're a big eater, you could eat it all up, except that maybe it's too much to eat. You have to destroy it, but you have to get rid of it. Al Kaponim, I mean Rashi not the way. Rashi says that it isn't this. Rashi learns that this Isra Perisachas is an Isra Hase. So Al Kaponim, the Diyuk of the Rambam ben Chaviv is not so poshut. The Rambam ben Chaviv has another Diyuk from Ramban and Chumash. The Ramban and Chumash in Shmois, I think it's a Perek as well, by the Parsha of Tzitzis. So the Ramban talks about why is an Esed Oichel Lois to say. So the Ramban says, I read it lost in Ramban. Anyway, the kids, I'll tell you outside. The Ramban says that the reason why an essay is deichel leisei is because an essay is ava, and a leisei is yira, and ava is bigger than yira. Said the Rambam and Chaviv, oh, you see that S is more than a lot. S is Ava. Leisa is only Yira. That's why S is Deicha Leisa, because Ava trumps Yira. So then when you see S is more Chomer than a lot. So the Rambam and Chaviv is a Pella. First of all, the Rambam himself goes on and says that Mipnei Zeh, for that very reason, the Einish for a Leisa say is bigger than the Einish for an Asay. You get Malkus. And there's no Malkus by an Asay. For the same reason. What does the Rambam mean? You just got finished saying an Esed Deich Eloi Sasei because Av is bigger than Yira. And he says, Mipnei Zeh, the Einish for Elav is greater. What's found in Rambam? How he says to himself, Minei Yubei. So Posh found the Rambam. The Rambam is saying, Av is a bigger Madrega than Yira. To do a mitzvah is a bigger thing than to not to do an Aveira. So the Torah says, if you have a choice, we want you to do the essay, and that expresses Ava, rather than to do the Lois essay, which expresses Yira. The Torah is telling me what to do. Should I do the essay? Should I do the Lav? Should I wear tzitzis? Should I not wear shatnas? So the Torah says, it's better to do the mitzvah, that's Ava Sashem. And Ava Sashem is a higher madrega than Yira. So that's when we have an essay, we wonder, what does Torah want me to do? The Torah prescribes, you should do the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is more, is a higher madrega. But let's say, what if you violate? That's when you're doing it properly. You do what the Torah describes. The Torah says you should Esther Chalaisa. But if you violate the lav, when you're not allowed, and you violate a lav, or you violate an essay. So what's worse? If you violate an essay, you're showing you don't have Avas Hashem. If you violate a lav, you're showing you don't have Yiras Hashem. Well, what's worse? Not to have Yira, not to have Ava. If Ava is a higher Madrega, what's worse? Not to have Ava or not to have Yira? Not to have Yira. Yira is more fundamental. I was a high madrega. What's worse, not to be a Moshe Feinstein or not to be a mensch? How is worse, not to, you know, the basic dust the mensch l'chai? It's like the story of Baruch Ber. Baruch Ber, when he was visiting in America, so he went to visit he went to the doctor, it was a frum doctor, and he saw in the waiting room, he had like Kabbalah swarm or something. Baruch Ber was a little bit bemused. So anyway, he went into Baruch Ber, and the doctor said he has a question. So what's the question? He says, the Gemara says, Rav Yechon ben Zakkai, what's a dover gadol? Ma'aseh merkava. What's a dover katan? Havayas d'abaye v'rova. So he asked him, Rebbe, havayas d'abaye v'rova. That's a dover katan. So Baruch Beis said like this. So he said, if a person's walking on a bridge, and he sees somebody drowning in the river. And he jumps in and saves him. Is that a dover gadol or a dover katan? So in a way, it's dover gadol. He saved his life. He said, yeah, but it's dover katan. Because if he doesn't do it, he's not a mensch. If you don't learn havayis davai v'rova, you're not a mensch. So then that's a dover katan. Madregas, ma'aseh merkava, that's big madregas. That's called a dover gadol. So that's what the Ramban is saying. When the Torah wants, you know, when you want to know what should the rules be, essay versus leisa, should wear tzitzis and not wear shatnez. So the rule is, here you have an opportunity for Avas Hashem. If the Torah is going to prescribe the mitzvah, and the Torah is going to say, do the mitzvah rather than the aver, we're going to, Torah is meichel on the aver before the mitzvah, better to do the mitzvah, you'll have an opportunity to do something bigger, Avas Hashem. But when you're doing it, the iser, is it a bigger aver to violate an essay or to violate a lav? It's a bigger aver to violate a lav. So Mimela, if you want to know what's the bigger iser, to violate an essay, to violate a lav, to violate the lav is the bigger iser. It's not a steer to a man of chumash. So what the Rabban ben Chaviv saw in the Rabban of chumash is hard to understand. Rabbi Kveger in his Aglais on the Sefer Yom Kippurim, he says it's a Gemara Mufereshus. He doesn't say the whole discussion. It's a Gemara Mufereshus in Yomam Zav Zayin. The Gemara is done. How do you know? It's an essay, Deicha Leisa Sheish Bekaris. So the Gemara says, well, maybe an essay is only Deicha Lav. We don't have a market that's Deicha Leisa Sheish Bekaris. So the Gemara, no. The Gemara says, a Lav is more Chomer than an essay anyway. And yet the essay is Xeris Akosov, that the essay is Deichit. So once there's an Xeris Akosov, that the essay is Deicha Lav, even though Lav is more Chomer, so Mali if it's more Chomer by a little bit, or if it's more Chomer by a lot. It's a Gemara Mufereshus that a lav is more chomer than an essay. It's exactly the cost of the essay, the lav nonetheless. How exactly it seems with the Ramban, you have to know, but the Kapanim, Mamish Ketorim Bufa Roshim, the Gemara says Beferish that a lav is more chomer than Eser. Ula Yesh Litchais. That it means like this, that if I didn't know anything else, I would say the lav is more chomer than the Eser, because the lav is as an Oynish Malkus and the Eser doesn't. But the Torah is Megala, that the Eser Doicha Loisei say. Once the Torah is Megala, the Eser Doicha Loisei, that's a Gila that Eser is more chomer, despite the lesser Oynish. Yeah, it's not so glad. So then maybe it's only more chomer than a regular lav. Maybe it's not more chomer than a lav Loisei Sheish Bekaris. The pasuk in the words like a Bekreger, that it's taka more chomer, the lav is more chomer. There's exactly a cluster of the Eser Doicha anyway. Maybe the Hasbara is taka like the Ramban, because the Torah says have the bigger inyan. I mean, have the higher Madrega, even though the Eser is less. Al Koponim, a Bekreger claims that it's a double poshut, that a lav is more chomer than an essay. There's a bigger oinish on a lav. It's a Gemara Mefureshes that a lav is more chomer than an essay, and that's the Gemara Rambam Pshitus that a lav is more chomer than an essay. Yes, so yesh lodem adover. So why did the Gemara not say this case? I mean, the Gemara should say the case instead of having the case of tevel, which is misa b'dei shemayim. It's a lav and it's misa b'dei shemayim versus shvius, which is only an essay. The Gemara should say a bigger chiddush that even nevela, which is just a plain ordinary lav, is still more chomer than shvius, which is only an essay. How did Deacon Rashi also? Rashi says Tevel Shvius Machil Nois Shvius. Rashi says Laachas Man Abir Shatevel BeMisa BeDei Shemayim BeShvius BeYaseh. In the case that Mor does talk about Tevel and Shvius, Tevel is Misa BeDei Shemayim, says Rashi, and Shvius is an essay. Why does Rashi have to say that Tevel is Misa BeDei Shemayim? He should say that Tevel is a lot. I mean, the emphasis is that it's Misa BeDei Shemayim. But if the very being alive makes it more chomer than the essay, why mention the einish at all? So I think the pshat is, about alive is more chomer than the essay. But alive is not more, the reason why alive is more chomer than the essay is not because in some abstract table there it's more chomer. Alive is more chomer than the essay because it has an einish. In other words, to be more chomer, the measure of being more chomer has to be something that has a nafgamina lahaloch. It's not more chomer because it's yiro or avo or something abstract. It's more chomer because it has a bigger inch. So yes, Rav Kreg is right that a lav is more chomer than an essay, like the Mogen Avraham says. A lav is more chomer, but why is it more chomer? Because it has malchus. That's what makes it more chomer. Not that it's more chomer in some abstract way. It's more chomer because it has malchus. So what should Rashi say? Rashi should say tevel is more chomer than shvius because tevel has malchus. The emes is tevel is more than malchus. It has misa b'dei shemayim. So Rashi is the emes. The emes is that the einish of tevel is misa b'dei shemayim. If the einish was, which is more than malchus, it has malchus too. If it was only malchus, so Rashi would have said malchus. That's not a very hard on Rashi. If alav was more chomer than essay in some intrinsic way, nothing to do with the einish b'poil. So why does Rashi have to mention the einish of misa b'dei shemayim? He should say it's alav. Alav is more than essay. There is no such thing as intrinsic. It's the chomer of alav is because it has an einish. Misa b'dei shemayim, the einish is why say lav? That would why say malchus? That would be tamu. If Rashi would have said tevel is malchus, we would wonder at that. Tevel is not malchus only, and tevel is misa b'dei shemayim. So Rashi is the emes. The emes is that it has an einish of misa b'dei shemayim. And the Gemara itself would show why did Mor leave out the case of nevela. That's sure. Why did Mor leave out the case of nevela and I show the Korban Asanel is in this. Why did Mor leave out that case? The Korban Asanel says because it's all a lead up to the case of tevel and truma. The case the Mor is really interested in is tevel and truma. So Meili says all tevel cases, tevel and shvius, tevel and nevela, tevel and truma, that's really a machlekes. So that's why this is away from poshut. That's why the Gemara keeps harping on tevel cases. It's all the wind up to the pitch of tevel and truma. Interesting is Rabbeinu Chananel, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, he has a different gish than the Gemara by stars. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Tana Rabbanim, Misha Oksu Bulmus, Machina Yisra Kala Kal Tchilo. Tevel and nevela, Machina Yisra Nevela. Nevela shvius, Nevela. Tevel Shvius Shvius. Rabbeinu Chananel Taka has three cases. He has the case of Nevela and Shvius. And he says, which one do you give him? You give him the nevela, the lav, not the shvius, which is only an essay. I'm sorry, not the shvius, which is an essay. If the Girsten Rebbeinu Chananel is correct, then in Rebbeinu Chananel it says that an essay is bigger than a lav. But I don't believe that Girs is right. Because B'derech Klal, the Rambam goes with Rebbeinu Chananel's Girsois, Rebbeinu Chananel's Shittus. B'derech Klal, the Rambam also has three cases. And I think the Rambam has three cases because he's Nimshach after the Girs of Rebbeinu Chananel, that there's three cases in the Gemara. The Rambam normally doesn't say not a hard and fast rule. But there, Chal, he says the cases that are in the Gemara. But in the Rambam says Beferish that the Rambam has the case of Nevela and Shvius, but he says give him Shvius. Shvius is more Kal. In the Rambam, it has to be. The Rambam and Shvius is only Drabonim, it's only Svichim. Avad, it's more Kal. So, Libi Oimeli, that Rebbeinu Chananel Pak has three cases in the Gemara. That much is correct in Rebbeinu Chananel, but that you have to take out the word the second Nevela. The way Rebbeinu Chananel should read is Nevelu Shvius and Tevel Vishvius, both of them you give him a Shvius. In fact, I see in Rebbeinu Chananel that the word Nevelu, one of the Nevelus, is in the bracket. So I don't know what that means in the manuscript. I don't know what it was. But I think that the right Girsa Taka is to take out that Nevela and then to take out the Vav of Vishvius. And then it should read Shvius Nevela. Tevel v'shvius, shvius. You know what, better the way I said it the first time. Nevelu v'shvius, tevel v'shvius, shvius. And then it conforms ma'amash with the Rama. So I think that's the emes of Rebbeinu Chananel. Rather than the way it says in Rebbeinu Chananel, l'faneinu, and to say that Rebbeinu Chananel holds this bombshell that an essay is more chomer than a, even though the Tosef HaSeyam HaKippurim has such a sad, chomer is very, very difficult to say. Okay, fine. So tomorrow I want to talk about the case of tevel v'truma, and you should see the Tosfos. So that's the Tevel v'Truma. So that's the Tosfos. Take a look at the Gevurah Seri if you have a chance. It's a long Gevurah Seri. You don't have to go through all of his complicated cheshbonos, but at least the first half of it to see. It's at a very high, the pyrotechnics of his cheshbon are just interesting to watch. Like the cheshbon is at a tremendously high level. But he's busy with his question basically is, the Gemara says you have a choice. You have the way Rashi learns the Gemara, you have a pound of tevel. You have a choice. You could give him the tevel, or you could take off the truma and give him the whole thing, which is going to include truma. You can't just give him half a pound. He needs a pound. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. If he needed half a pound, you would just take off the truma and give him the rest. But he needs the whole pound. So the shah is to give him the whole pound of tevel, or you take off the truma and give him a little bit of, and then you give him the whole thing, but it's going to include truma. So what the Gevurah Seri is busy with is the truma is going to be a chatzishir. Chita achas peteres sekri. Truma could be even a tiny amount midiraisa. So of course you take off the truma. The truma is going to be a chatzishir. About a chatzishir is less chomer than a pound of tevel. A chatzishir of truma is about a more chomer than a pound of tevel. There's many permutations on this question, but that's his basic question. That's what he's mefalpul, and he wants to learn a different shot in the Gemara. So that's one thing to take a look at. Don't take an inordinate amount of time. But the other thing is, I sent you Ma'ar Mekaymus on the Rishonim have a whole discussion over here, which is not the Farish in the Gemara, but it's a Rosh and a Ran, and it's a huge discussion in Rishonim, Shaila the Ravid brought up, which is if you have a choice between, you have Nevela, somebody's a Chayla on Shabbos, and you have Nevela to give him, or you could Shech an animal and give him Basa Shchuta. So is it better to Shech the animal and be Mechal Shabbos and give him Basa Shchuta, even though it's Misa B'Rishonim, it's Misa's based, it's Mavish Verichoma, or should you give him Nevela? So that's a whole discussion. Rav and Ram Rutenberg, this is mamash, whole literature has to do with Hutra and Chuya. So this is the place where, this is one of the focal places. I want to talk that through a little bit. Very fascinating things. It's a little bit outside the Gemara, but it's in Rishonim. This is a major Arichos. So that I sent you a whole slew of Ma'ar Mekaymus to take a look at. And that's it. That should keep us busy till the end of the week, Mr. Shem. I mean, I imagine. Okay. Very good. Everybody should be well. Fagism.